Are you looking for a better life? A life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit LisaGiroux.com. G-I-R-O-U-X. LisaGiroux.com. Feel better. Live better. LisaGiroux.com.
Well, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Where do I sign up? Thank you very much, Brian, for that wonderful introduction. And yes, that's what we are doing here. We are creating a better life through alternative modalities for profound peace of mind, well-being, moves us towards purpose, opens us up to prosperity of good health and right work and wonderful relationships and more. So thank you so much for being here today. We are sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. And today we're talking about the ABCs of being well and wellness and what that means for us. And we were talking about ABC, always be compassionate, and the importance of that for our self practice of self-compassion. As the Buddha said, if our compassion does not include ourselves, it is incomplete. And then we talked about the attitude. A is for attitude. And how we express our experience that is this life really, really matters. A good attitude, good outcome. Bad attitude, bad outcome. And, you know, the journey that we are on together, we are never better than anyone else. We're always better than we used to be. And from the A of attitude and attitude of buoyant health and belief in our body's natural ability to continue to heal and maintain our health and expand our health through thought first, belief becomes biology. And today we're talking about B is for bacteria. Yeah. Bacteria is an amazing, amazing little tiny microbe. It's a living organism. Bacteria is what is really the foundation, the building blocks for life. We want to live a life and enjoy our life. And if we don't practice better belly behavior, just like we have to have better brain behavior, we're really uncomfortable, aren't we? We really cannot experience our full life if our belly is in a bad way. Take a breath. Expand that belly now. Put your hands upon your belly and just love that belly. So as we move into better belly behavior. You know, there's been so many studies now on brain and grain and belly and mind and all these correlations between how we feel, how we are experiencing life, and what's going on in our tummies, in our digestive tract. Think about if, God forbid, you were ever constipated, and the only thing that you can ever think of is getting relief, because our belly is filled with bacteria that keeps us happy, that keeps everything flowing, really becomes compromised, can become compromised every day. Think about how digestion works. Now, we're going to be going this, of course, on all the body, mind, spirit levels, right? So when we take in physical food, the digestion process immediately begins. It really begins with the food still on the plate or even in the cooking process, you know, as we're nourishing and as women, as we are nourishing, nurturing, preparing the food to nourish ourselves and our loved ones with, we're really creating love in a pot, aren't we? We might even go to the grocery store as we're thinking, oh, look at this beautiful kale, look at this amazing salad that I'm going to create, a nourishing soup or stew. We're picking organic, non-GMO food that we bring home, and we are creating. As women, we're always creating. We're creating a meal that will nourish and nurture us on all levels so that we have the energy to experience life to the fullest. So we have prepared our meal, and all of our loved ones are running to the table. They're smelling the food. They're seeing us chopping. Maybe if we have children, we want to get them in the kitchen and have them be chopping veg for us and stirring for us, and we're the teachers and the reachers and the giver of nourishment. And so when the food gets to our plate or our bowl, I'm kind of a one-pot gal anymore. Everything's going into big, giant pot, cook and stir, reiki, 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 love and love and love, nourish, 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 put it into the bowl, bring the bowl to the table. And our mouth begins to water because the digestive process is beginning. And the digestive process, those very important secretions are occurring, and it's helping us to get the most out of the food that we are about to ingest. And so we take in physical food. If our body is in beautiful, bountiful bacterial order, that food then goes into the system, and its transit time is just perfect. That means from mouth to exit. And we are able to assimilate, glean from the food the nourishment to keep our body working in its utmost, highest order. We then eliminate, let go, release all the byproducts. You know, this beautiful body of ours is a machine that is continually chugging along, you know, purring with its purring, brrr, in just beautiful order. And like any machinery, there is the byproduct. Those are the of the process. And so we want to eliminate the byproduct. We want to eliminate the gunk that is no longer needed. And so the eliminatory process is so key. We don't want anything backing up. So if we become sluggish because, let's say, we're stressed or we're ingesting way too much sugar, or we've done a round of antibiotics, or we're on drugs, any kind of drug, the body gets wobbly, doesn't it? And the first thing that is affected is our gut, is the flora in our gut. These microbes, this beneficial bacteria, begins to be inundated with toxins. it doesn't take very long for this to occur. If you don't eliminate regularly, let's say you go 36 hours, God forbid, you are already putting your belly in a bad way. You're tipping the scales of your health, and that must be managed right away. Right away. You know, we want to be eliminating transit time. I think an ideal transit time from mouth to exit is between 18 and 20, maybe 22 hours at the very most. I like 15 to about 18 hours. And so if our gut is doing what it's meant to do, which is glean all of that nourishment from the live, whole, healthy food that we're putting in, we are feeding ourselves on all levels. We're feeding our body. Our body feels great, so our mind can create. If our mind is creative, our soul is expanding. Our spirit is soaring. We feel powerful, dynamic. We are powerful and dynamic. If there's any tipping, if there's any wobbliness in the system, we're deficient. Let me get to my book. I love the work of Mark Furman for the most part. I'm talking about from his book, Super Immunity, because of the direct relation between our tummies and our perfect immune system. So the buildup, the backup, it's as if there were a garbage strike in your town, and pretty soon there's just bags of garbage on the street. You've heard this analogy before. And from the garbage on the street, then what happens? The flies come in, they begin to lay eggs, and the maggots occur, and then the rats come in, and it begins to be putrefied and stinky. And pretty soon you have like a smear rolling down the street. You're slipping and sliding in that. Traffic can't get through. And you're in one hell of a mess. Hell of a mess, as my father used to say. So it doesn't take long for that. It really doesn't. And then if you move into what is called chronic constipation, on by maybe not enough bulk in your diet, any kind of painkillers, over antibiotic use, which can cause like diarrhea, yeast overgrowth, bone marrow suppression, seizures, kidney damage, bloody colitis, and life-threatening allergic reactions, you're in a bad way. You're in trouble. You are in trouble. I had a sister who was chronically constipated her whole life, and she died at a very young age from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I do believe that her disease was brought upon by her chronic constipation. It tipped everything in her immune system, and she could not get right. I don't want that to happen to anyone. So and she had tried to get help years and years before she got sick, and she had a doctor that said, if you only go to the bathroom twice a week, you're okay. Now, I think that is fully irresponsible, fully. And I don't think, you know, for me, I'm not a big medication person. I'm believing in my body's ability, if I give it the right nourishment of mind, believing in my power, of body, managing the microbes that are so beneficial, and of spirit, that we are guided to information. So if you are hearing this today, I want you to think about your belly and the importance of beneficial bacteria. Of our immune cells are in our gut. That's why we feel awful because those cells begin to suffocate from the backup of the gunk. And if our beneficial bacteria is not prolific, then it begins to tip that switch, tip that scale towards lack of health, not a wealth of health. Our health wealth meter is scarce. The health-promoting bacteria called probiotics are the normal inhabitants of the human gastrointestinal tract. Amazing, bowel bacteria cells comprise 95%, approximately 95% of the total number of cells in the human body. And the majority of these, 70%, is stored in our gut so that when we need them to flood our system, to help us rid ourselves of invaders, if they're not big and juicy and delightful, then they cannot fight any kind of invader, be it a virus, be it another bacteria. And then that puts our immune system into overdrive. The majority of people who have had overuse of antibiotics, and I really think that doctors have done a disservice, antibiotics are one of the most amazing creations given to us in this culture, but the overuse of them, not just in prescriptions by doctors, but also in the animal industry, because our animals are being treated inhumanely, God bless, in a culture of gluttony and greed for more and more of this, that we're not just getting, you know, 2, 3, 4 antibiotic prescriptions a year, but we're getting it in the water because everybody's drinking water that is denatured and filled with prescriptions because of the way that it is purified, quote unquote purified, and then also in the animals that we're eating and the animal products that we're eating. That's why it's very, very important to support smaller farms that raise their animals without antibiotics, and because if you need antibiotics, and there will be a time in your life when you may need antibiotics, you want them to work for you the first time. The reason why we're having so much antibiotic resistance is because we kind of are having like this simmering soup of antibiotics in our system, so that when we need them, and they are needed, they can be an important part, but they have to be administered responsibly. And if you go to the doctor and every time he's writing you a prescription for antibiotics and you have any kind of viral condition, you are creating resistance in your body. And if a bacteria were to take hold, you would not be able to recover from that. Really, that's the truth of the matter. More than 100,000 people, last year I heard 144,000 people, died because of this antibiotic resistance. What the antibiotic does, it kills all the bacteria, including the beneficial bacteria. What we're not told is to refluoridate our bellies with beneficial probiotics and eat prebiotic food. Prebiotic food is anything that is fermented. Because the gut should be filled with bumpily bumples. The belly should be filled with tight, they're called strains, probiotics lining our gut. They're little, little hairs that are just plump with beneficial microbes. If the antibiotics come and wipe it out, we then have our bellies like a clean whistle. And food will just go right through us. And if we're recognizing food in the stool, then we're not assimilating, digesting in our belly. It's creating this what I think is the first hint that we have what it starts with leaky gut syndrome, which begins to create an inflammatory response. From the inflammatory response, the immune system is always on. It's like the wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah. Well, if I were to do that long enough, you would get used to it. So the importance of managing our flora every single day by feeding our body whole food, okay, all of those additives, all of those sugars, all of those fake food that most people are eating now are destroying the integrity of the belly. Then we add in the toxins of drugs, painkillers, God forbid, infinite love and gratitude. Here's managing our pain better. That is building up the backup that's causing some sort of a response. So we're getting over antibiotic use that is killing off the microbes that we need for life. Probiotic for life, prebiotic before life can occur. So we may be getting headaches. We may have foggy thinking, no energy, diarrhea. And really bad brain behavior. So we can't think about creation. We can't think about how amazing this body is if we feel like hell, can we? You know, you think about when you have diarrhea, how awful that is. Urgency. Well, that's what the bacteria is screaming for help, The immune system is crying out for our attention first to take our power back. Say, this hasn't been working. We've got to try something else. Now, if you've gone way, 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 way down that road, you know, God bless you, because I'm talking about nipping this in the bud before you have an autoimmune response like Crohn's, before you have celiac disease, before you have colitis, before diverticulitis, we want to manage our tummy. Because if we have full fluoridation, if we have full, buoyant, beautiful abundance of belly bacteria that is beautiful from a microbe standpoint, you know, I mean, I imagine if we looked at the microcosm of this, we would see it and we would be able to differentiate the difference between what is a beneficial bacteria and what is not beneficial, what is a toxin. I imagine that we would prefer to look at the beauty of the beneficial flora, wouldn't we? But it would be like looking at Dr. Emoto's beautiful love molecules as opposed to the hatred molecules. And so much of our tummy trouble on an energetic level, 1, 2, 3, third chakra, where we take in emotional food, spiritual food, assimilate that. And it gets stuck in there. If you're told you're unworthy, oh boy, what's that doing to your third chakra, the seat of will and want and worth and creation. The color is yellow. Sound is Ram. Feel that, Ram. Ram. Feel our belly. That's a great way to begin to restore balance if you feel like you're a bit off. At a don't even want to get into proton pump inhibitors today and what a devastating process that those are for our beautiful digestive system. And remember, those were only meant to be used for a short period of time. And you need to speak to someone about getting off those. And the fact that, you know, acid is necessary in the digestive process, and how a tablespoon of malic acid, like apple cider vinegar, can bring about balance, and how an eighth of a teaspoon or a half a teaspoon of good old baking soda can restore our pH, and how all of those other chewables or drinkable things that are really messing with our acid pH balance, that is the digestive system that keeps our flora alive and vibrant. When I wrote yesterday, I said, please don't eat the yogurt, because most yogurts in the store, don't think that you're going to get any benefit from yogurt. You're not. You would have to eat a vat of yogurt. Now, I like yogurt. I do like yogurt. The dogs get a teaspoon or two a week. I like a bit of yogurt, but I take only plain whole yogurt, not fat-free, not with all the added crap. It should only have about three ingredients in it, and one of those should be live cultures. If you're weigh-tipped on your scale, then we want to incorporate into our regime of whole eating what is called probiotics. The probiotics should have to be refrigerated. These are living microbes. I'm getting mine out now. We want them to be 20 billion multiple strain colony-forming probiotics. I'm looking at, and there's many different kinds. There's many different kinds. Go and talk to a professional at your health food store. We should have this in our fridge every day. I'm almost out. Got to get to the pantry. If I'm traveling, I'm going to beef up on this. If I have been out teaching with a group, I beef up on this because I want to feed my friendly bacteria. My mother used to always say, eat a banana, feed your friendly bacteria. Growing up, my mother was very aware of this. We were mostly very, very healthy kids. I can only remember once, maybe twice, having antibiotics as a child. Once was when I had bacterial ear infection brought on by scarlet fever, my eardrum burst. And that's really the only time. When I had my wisdom teeth out, I had to have some antibiotics and with some other dental work, and I think it was way overprescribed. And there is a new way of taking antibiotics now that we need to investigate for ourselves. And then if we take any antibiotics, we want to come in with the probiotics. When I had to have antibiotics for wisdom teeth or whatever it was, I had some dental work, I took the antibiotic at 6 a.m. And from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., I was loading up on probiotics. Took the other one at 6 p.m. That worked for me. Investigate for yourself. Things like raw nuts, sauerkraut, any kind of wholly fermented food, kimchi, miso, I like a brown rice miso, those can be prebiotics, which can further support the gut, gastrointestinal system, the belly. These one of the other reasons why we are having so much of this challenge is because of the high sugar. So we're right now, if you're listening to this, I'm writing this in the time of spring. Oops. And in the time of spring, we can do a fast. I am wanting to do my 3 week. I like to do a 3 week cleanse. I can do a 3 day cleanse. I've got my lemons washed. I'm going to get the master cleanse going for in the morning. That's another really beneficial thing for our gut is cayenne pepper, believe it or not. And if you were along for Food Frequency for Life, you know why. So other things that I like, so let's say we want to go, we're in healing crisis. There's something called Khichdi, which is an Ayurvedic food. And the Khichdi is, Khichdi is mung beans or lentils, and you can use brown rice, cooked with all of the Ayurvedic, herbs in it, turmeric, ginger, I use bay leaves, you can use garlic, and cook it down into a mush. That is a wonderful nourishing way to nourish the body. You could do 2 or 3 days of that. Ghee, clarified butter. You can look online how to prepare clarified butter, or you can purchase it. You can then mix that in, and the healing benefit of that for the digestive tract, including your probiotics. If you are in a crisis situation, I would go with a bit more. Talk to your professional there at the health food store. I take 2 or 4 capsules, 2 or 4, 2 times a day, depending on if I'm going out and about, if I'm being inundated, if I'm seeing a lot of clients, if I'm traveling, if I'm teaching, to restore and maintain my overall health. Thankfully. Sipping my tea. When we restore belly health, we just have better overall health because the immune system is buoyed. It's supported. And it's so important to be able to do that. So you can do the master cleanse. You can look that up. I do it during the day, and then I will do a wonderful vegetable stew, or I just made the Khichdi again. I had used this years and years ago. A friend of mine taught it, and then Ariel shared this information with me this week. So I'm using it. I made a wonderful vegetable stew out of this, and it's easy for the body to digest. That's the key. So if you're going to go into a cleanse mode, you do want to be able to support your body. And in the morning, I use the Master Cleanse, or I do a juice so that the body can have a rest. You can make a bone broth. I think if you've been along for Food Frequency for Life, I showed you how to create the bone broth. You can look that up there. And just all the benefits, but you want to make sure it's a grass-fed or organic animal. But to glean, if we're going to eat the animal, we want to celebrate the animal, we want to be grateful for the animal, and we want to use as much of the animal as possible. I would step away from wheat of all kinds, corn. These are all send off an inflammatory response, and move towards eating raw as much as you can, raw nuts, raw seeds. Of course, my smoothie is raw when I create one every day. And then you could, in the evening, you could create a nourishing soup and make sure that your attitude A is for attitude. When you are preparing, the goddess prepares her food with the highest integrity, fully present, knowing that she is blessed to have whatever it is cooking upon the stove. Bless the food, bless the food. You know, we have gotten so far away from blessing ourselves, blessing others, blessing the children, allowing the children to be blessed and safe in their day. Food is the same thing. When we bless the food, it increases the frequency and the absorbency, the assimilation that we can take from that. This beneficial flora, the beneficial bacteria that we are nourishing ourselves with, will support us, will give us the energy to have the experience of this life. Do your research or sign up for one of my classes where I'm coaching this information that you can use for transformation. We have to recreate our own health before we get sick, before the scale has tipped. We must take our power back regarding the whole body system, body, mind, and spirit. It begins with belief. But we can't have beneficial belief, better brain behavior, if our tummy's whacked. So give this a try. I welcome you to let me know how you feel. Give it about 2 weeks. And then manage it every day. Step away from sugar. Step away from processed foods. Step away from drugs and alcohol. Step away from antibiotics. If you're being prescribed antibiotics, make sure it's for a bacterial, not a virus. Our body is meant to fight off and win every challenge that comes along. But we have to give it the building blocks it needs, and those building blocks today are the pre- and probiotics so that you can create better, more buoyant health. Simple. So I'm wishing you well from here. I just want to check my notes. You know I'm always walking. The body in balance is a beautiful thing. The probiotics that bring about the balance is how we attain and maintain that. So please investigate for yourself. Be your own best scientist. Dip your toe in the water of some new alternative thoughts about how to maintain and create even more buoyant health. And love yourself and be compassionate. And witness and recognize the information that's coming your way. If you hear things two or three times, it may be time to wake up. It may be time to open up to a new way of being within your body. And allow that to just wash through you. When we get to E for elimination, we'll talk more about that. Or E may be endocrine system. One of the great precursors to great elimination can be vitamin C, increasing your pure vitamin C. That's a great way to start. I have great success with psyllium, but I don't have any tummy challenges. A gentle bulking agent I like. If you have any kind of constipation, psyllium will not work for you. But you've got to figure out a way how to, in a natural way, how to eliminate, appreciate, fluoridate your body so that you can feel better, live better, have better, know better, do better. I invite you to come along. I will be, I am an instructor now in Kajabi next, so all of my courses will be available to you as self-study programs. If you would like a private trio of coaching sessions, you can call me directly, 719-293-4157, or email me at lisa@lisajarude.com, where together we will create a unique to you plan based on these teachings of living holy and experiencing better. Namaste.
Are you looking for a better life, a life with less stress, good health, and success? Then let me introduce you to Lisa Giroux. Lisa is a wellness coach who works with individuals like you who are seeking a different path to transform their life. Lisa will use simple strategies so that you can access your personal success. She is a master teacher with over 2 decades of experience and will share with you ancient wisdom that you can use in your modern life. Reiki, relaxation, meditation, and nourishment of your body, mind, and your soul. To begin your new path, visit lisajarude.com, G-I-R-O-U-X, lisajarude.com. Feel better, live better, lisajarude.com.